higher place in him. And even though at times we pray for that, God, we ask for that, and we say, God, take us to a higher place, but we never really know how he's going to do it. We don't really know what he's going to ask and what the exam is, for often we need to pass that test before he moves us to that higher place. We have to pass a test. We have to be willing to write the exam. And I believe that we're in that season of healing. The Lord is requiring of us to pass a test. And the Lord spoke to me this week as I was searching out, you know, that word to give today. I didn't know what I was going to speak on. And the Lord said, I want you to call your son. Yes, it's about healing. And I want you to tell him something you have done. And this was probably 25 years ago when he was still just out of university. The Lord said, I want you to call him. And I want you to tell him what you did that day. And I knew what day. This is about healing. For the Lord would say that even as we're praying for our prodigal sons, we're praying for our prodigal daughters, we're praying for our moms and dads and our friends or co-workers. And I thought, God, where are they? We're pressing in. We're holding on to the pillars of heaven to see our prodigals come home. We're holding on and we're pressing in. We want our mother saved, our father saved. We want to see them serve the Lord, not on their deathbed. We want to see that they know the Lord before they leave this place called earth. And we've been praying for them, and we've been pressing in and crying and sending out prayer requests. But the Lord was speaking to me because I've been doing that for my son. I've been praying for my son for many years, and he followed the Lord when he was a child. But then as education came into his life, that took over and it changed. But I realize that even as we are praying for our loved ones, there's something the Lord wants us to do. There's a healing that is being released in our families. And when he said to me, I want you to call your son, and I want you to tell him what you did, I did something that I never thought I would ever tell my son. I did something to protect him. I didn't want him hurt, and so I took the hit. I bore the pain because I didn't want him to bear it. But if he knew about it, he would be deeply hurt because it cost me something. And there are people here, you have a son, you have a daughter, you have someone you love, and you've done something for them that cost you something. But sometimes if they know about that cost, they won't feel the same as you do. You're the parent in the moment. You're the husband in the moment. You're the wife in the moment. People of God, the Lord wants to heal something in us today. In the moment, it was a decision that had to be made. And it meant to protect someone. It meant to push them out of the way. It meant something to you. And the Lord is speaking to our hearts today because there's a healing. There's a healing that he wants to do. We pray for physical healing, and yes, we require that. We need it. But the Lord also wants us to go deep. He wants to go deep today, and he wants to heal the hurt. He wants to heal the scar. He wants to heal that which you have long forgotten, didn't even think about anymore. But for us to go to the next step with our prodigals, we're going to have to pass this threshold. I said, God, why do I need to call him today? He said, I want you to tell him today what you did. And the scripture kept coming back to me, Pastor Alex. It's a scripture that I love, and I would always go back to this scripture. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10, verse 23. I hope we can put it on the overhead. I hope. This is a day of healing. This is a day of letting go of that one thing in the past. This is a day that the Lord says, I want you to let it go because it's time to move on. I'm taking you to a higher place, but you must pass the test. And in Hebrews 10, verse 23, let's read that together. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. I want you to hold on to what the Lord told you about your prodigal son or your daughter or your husband or your wife, the one you love, the one that's sitting on the fence and not deciding if God is for them, the one sitting on the fence and deciding, I would rather go drinking tonight than go to church tomorrow. I want you to hold on to that one you love. And know that the Lord is speaking, and he's saying to you this morning, hold fast to your confession. Your confession is your confession of faith. It's your faith. And that is what we confess in the life that we live. People see us as a people of faith, a people who are unwavering in our belief in who Christ is. People see that. We don't even have to say it. For when we turn away from what they do and what they want us to do, we're confessing our faith in Christ. I follow him, and I will bow to no other throne. I follow Christ, and I will bow to no other throne. That is our confession of faith. And the Lord says today, hold on to that. For what I'm about to take you through is a roller coaster ride. I want to heal you. The Lord said, call your son. This is something I did 25 years ago. It didn't even occur to me. 10 years ago, I long forgot it. You know how the Lord brings something back to your mind and it just kind of pricks your memory and it's gone? And it pricks your memory and it's gone? This is something I did. It was a long time ago. And he said, I want you to tell your son that you did that. And I said, I don't know how to do that. And he said, hold on. Where's the scripture? Hold on. Hold on. Did I say, don't move that? Hold fast the confession of your hope. There's a hope that the Lord has put inside us. Some of you, I remember right now, it could be someone online. There's something you did to your sister. You did it to your sister. And the Lord is saying to you, it's time to make amends. Sisters. Sisters. The Lord says there's something that was done to your sister. The Lord says, I want to heal you, but you must step across this threshold this morning. I remember I took my cell phone just this weekend. I was going to be obedient, and I was going to call my son. And I called him, not knowing what I was going to say. I know I have to confess something I have done. And he won't like that I did it, even if I did it to protect him. Even if I felt it was the right thing to do. If your heart is there, if you understand, I want you to raise your hand. If you understand, if you have a son or a daughter, if you have someone that you need to speak to, whether it's your boss, your manager, there's something that requires healing. For the Lord says, I'm taking you across the threshold. I can't take you across the Jordan because your burden is too heavy and you will sink in the water. Hold fast to your confession of hope, for the Lord who promised you something is faithful. Has he been faithful to you? Has he been faithful to you even in the hard moments? Even in the hard moments when he's asking us to do a hard thing. I thought, God, maybe my son will walk away from me. My son and I are very close. If he finds out, ever had a moment you think, if he finds out, I don't want to tell him. I don't want him to know that I did this to protect him. I did it at a high cost. And I called him and he said, hi, Mom, what you doing? And he was really busy. He was really busy and he said, I can't talk now. Can we talk later? And I said, thank you, God. Holy Spirit probably said, I don't have to do it. I don't have to do it. Because I was obedient. I called him, Lord. And he's too busy. Hold fast to your confession this season. For the Lord is going to ask you to do a hard thing. He's going to ask you to stand up with your integrity intact and do a hard thing. The Lord led me to something he said to me long ago. He said, Anne Marie, there are some things in my people, in their life, in their walk with me, that the world no longer needs to see. And I'm going to cut it off. I'm going to cut it at the root. Can I start with you? There are some things in us that the world no longer needs to see. And I want it cut off. The way we treat people, our attitude towards others, the way we respond to a challenge, the way we respond to our pastor, our leader, when we roll our eyes, the world no longer needs to see that, and I'm going to cut it off. And then he asked me to do a hard thing. But he reassured me, he who promised is what? He who promised is what? He who promised. Not sure if this is, can you hear me? He who promised is faithful. The Lord said, I want you to call your son. And I thought, well, I'm off the hook. He's busy. And I gave Holy Spirit attitude. But I'm off the hook. He's busy. But God, he said, I want you to call your son. And so, Vicki, I took up the phone and I dialed again. And he said, yeah, Mom, I'm sorry. Just give me a minute. I'm almost there. I'm just parking this car. Then we can talk. And I'm thinking, no, we can't. What are you so excited about? I have to tell you something. I said, Josh, I have to tell you something. Have you ever gone to your loved one and say, Mom, I have to tell you something. Dad, I have to tell you something. I wrecked your car. That's not easy. But when you're a grown-up and now you have to tell your son, who's a grown-up, I have to tell you something. And he said, what? Mom, what are you talking about? What? I said, do you remember when you finished university? I didn't want you to know. I didn't want you to know what we were going through, so I hid it from you. I just wanted you to be happy. I wanted you to enjoy your summer because you would be leaving me for years to go to school. And I did something. And I want you to know that I'm sorry that I didn't tell you I was going to do it. I didn't believe there were other options. And I laid it out for my son. And he was silent. And he said, was that your only choice? Couldn't you have done something else, Mom? And the Lord kept saying, he who promised is faithful. It was not an easy conversation. I kept saying, I'm sorry I did it. I'm sorry I did it, but I did it to protect you. I did it to protect you. I did it to protect you. I'm sorry I did it, but I did it to protect you. If I had to do it all over again, I probably would, because it was your life that I cared about more than mine. As parents, we make those decisions all the time. Your life was more important to me than my own. People of God, if the Lord is asking you to do a hard thing in this season, it's because it's time to heal from the past. If you have to talk to your father, if you have to talk to your mother, do not let this season go. That is what I came to tell you this morning. Don't let this season go, because the Lord is healing his people of some things in the past that the scar is so thick we don't even realize the wound is still there. It's time to heal now. And we're going to have to do a hard thing. Yes, I promise I'm moving to scripture. You see, there are assignments against our destiny. There are assignments against our children's destiny. But the Lord promises that he is faithful. What the Lord is concerned about is family relationships, is our relationships. It's our relationships. Which is, how do we manage our relationships? Are we still walking by each other in church and saying, I'm not speaking to her? Do we still walk by with our brothers who's a Christian and say, I don't want anything to do with that one? If we are still in that realm, the Lord is saying, I'm cleaning it up. I want it cut off. There are some things the world no longer needs to see in us as God's people, and I'm cutting it off. I am cutting the tree down. Hebrews 10, this is the verse after 23. We're still in Hebrews. So Hebrews 10, 24 says, and let us consider how we may spur one another toward love and good deeds. I thought of my son who is not serving the Lord. And I thought of all the years that I've prayed for him. Many people pray years and years before they see their loved ones come into the kingdom. And we have been praying and we have been asking to see our loved ones come into the kingdom. But sometimes we forget that there's something we have done, something they have done. There is a rift. There's a cut. There's something that is loose that needs to be mended. Hearts need to be reconnected. For them to hear the gospel of Christ, they need to know that our faith is real. Because do you know, in this time we live in, our children aren't serving God just because we do. There are so many other choices of God. Jesus is just an option to them. But if you want to see them come into your kingdom, into the kingdom of God, which is what Pastor Patty mentioned today, the kingdom of God. If we want to see our children walk with us and serve the Lord with us, we're going to have to get to the place where we're willing to do some hard things. We may have to make a call. We may have to take someone for a coffee, and we may have to ask for forgiveness. For if they don't see that God is real to me, then how and why would they follow him? All our prayers are great, but the Lord is saying, go another step. I hear your prayers, but you're going to have to take another step. There are many people that I pray for, and though many of those people, I cut them off. I see it in my own life. I'm praying for you to be saved, but I'm not talking to you. I'm praying for you to be saved, but do you think I'm going to sit down and have a coffee with you? It's not going to happen. And that is the attitude that the Lord is saying. You want to see your children saved? You want your prodigals coming into the house of the Lord? Then you're going to have to shift. We have to heal what we have wounded. If we believe that our God is the greatest, and yet we told somebody, listen, don't bring that stuff into my house. Don't talk to me about your God. Don't do, you know how they view that? Why would I want to listen to you when you won't listen to me? Because we are righteous people. And we don't want anything to do with those who are unrighteous people. Hebrews 10:24. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. How could I love this person? I'm praying for them. I don't want anything to do with them. Well, you see, that's not love. Because praying for someone isn't enough. The hard thing, you're going to make the call. The hard thing, take them for lunch. The hard thing is to tell them you're sorry. The hard thing is what the Lord is asking us to do, because he's maturing his people. There are things in our lives the world no longer needs to see. And the Lord says, I'm cutting the tree, because I want my people whole. When they evangelize, I want people to know they are real. They really love me. They're really obeying my commandments. We need to cut down the tree and do that which is hard. My son said to me, Mom, if you had told me this many years ago, it would have changed my decisions about some things I had done. I wish you had told me this. Secrets aren't a good thing. when we're trying to set someone free. And we're keeping secrets. Everything in us, everything in this life is laid bare before the Lord. We did hard things. But if we're trying to see that person saved, we're going to have to do another hard thing. I can see all the faces of the people that I'm praying for. The ones that I don't talk to. The ones that I think prayer is enough. Well, they're not coming to Christ. They're not coming over to my side of the bridge. Why is that? Because I won't tell them about God. I don't think they deserve to hear. Is that why? I don't think they will listen. Is that why? We're going to have to learn to do the hard things in Christ so that people can be truly free. And sometimes the hard thing is going to bring some pain, but the pain is going to heal and the relationships are going to heal. It's about our relationships. I see a father who needs to hear from a son. I see a nephew that needs to hear from an aunt. All these things are just happening in the atmosphere. Yes, we're praying for you. Yes, we're praying for you. We call you our prodigal. But what do we do for you? It's a new season. It's the season when we're praying for people to come into the kingdom. But it's not just about praying anymore. It's about doing, doing, doing. Faith is an action word. And I said, the Lord, why did you have me make this call? And he said, that's what you're going to preach about on Sunday. That's why I had you made the call, because it's time to do some hard things. It's time to heal between brothers and sisters and brother and brother. If you want to see them come into the kingdom, we're going to have to reach them. You're going to have to reach them. Forgive them. Ask them to forgive you. Tell them about something in your life that you never thought you would share. But we've got to go deep in our relationships because the time is short. And we can't just keep praying for prodigals. We're going to have to get the word in us so that we have love to show them. Love them. Love them. I've repented many times this week because the Lord said, I had you do this hard thing because I need you to show my people that I promised you that I would be with you. I promised you that I will bring healing. I promised you that I will help in the restoration process. We have some hard things to do, but that's going to mature this body. That's going to bring this body to the next level in Christ. We can't just ask for it. We have to walk it out. Pastor Patty gave this message years ago, and she talked about faith, the action word, and she probably doesn't think that anybody would remember that, but I remember that. She gave these points about what faith was. And I remembered that faith is not just something I say, but faith is something that I do. It's the way that I walk, and it's the way that I talk. And when I have to make that phone call, my faith in God holds me like an anchor. So whatever comes, I know it's about healing. I know the Lord wants the situation healed. I know he's trying to bring correction in the situation. We're going the wrong way. Well, he says, let me correct you and bring you back. He who promised is faithful. We have a daughter. We have a son. We have a brother. We have a sister. I have a couple brothers. And sometimes I just want to smack them. please. I'm not talking to the choir. You know you. Jesus knows you. Hebrews 10:25. I'm still in Hebrews 10. And let not us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together. This is 25. Not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another. And all the more as you see the day approaching. The day is approaching. The day we've been hearing about our whole lives, that Jesus is returning. The day is approaching. All the more that we know that day is closer now than when we first believe, we need to take action in our relationships. We need to take action in how we are treating each other. Are we even meeting together? I love this verse. We're not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing. It becomes a habit when we're not meeting together. It becomes a habit when we choose to stay home. It becomes a habit when we choose to shop instead. It becomes a habit. But we've got to do the hard things. And we have to be willing to hear what Holy Spirit is saying. I need you to fix this. I need you to call that person and make amends. I need you to set someone free, so that they can hear my voice, says the Lord. This is a little part about our leaders. In this message, the Lord had me put that in there. How we treat our leaders. Because our relationships is not just with mom and dad and husband and wife. Our relationship is also with those in authority over us. Not everybody likes to have somebody over them. People don't like somebody telling them what to do or giving them counsel or direction. I can do it myself. I know what I'm doing. I can do it. Hebrews 13:17 says, have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority, because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account. Ouch. Do this so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no benefit to you. Ouch. I have not been good to my leaders in the church in the past. I'm not talking about last week, guys. This is years ago. And this verse really does help. Have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority. It may be hard because some leaders are not easy to follow, as sweet as Pastor Patty. Some leaders may not be as kind as Pastor Alex. Some leaders, we think, cause us more harm than good. Submit to their authority. It's a part of the hard things. To do the hard things. Are we willing to do the hard things? I'm the only one. I only see two. Who's willing to do the hard things? There should be everybody here. Who's willing to do the hard thing? I am. I will. Let me hear you say that together. When I ask, your response will be, I am, and I will. Who is willing to obey the Lord and do the hard things? Oh boy, that's miserable. Miserable. Oh, I could tell. There's a lot of people sitting on the fence today. I mean, I poured out my heart to you. I told you my hard thing. And today I'm going to see my son for my birthday. So this isn't a phone call anymore, people of God. This is a face-to-face. Did you remember what I said to you yesterday? Yes, Mom, we need to talk. I've got to do that in about an hour. If the Lord asks you to do the hard thing, what is your answer? I am, and I will. Again, I am, and I will. It took me 20 years to do this hard thing. That was 20 years of the Holy Spirit working in me, strengthening me. Because let me tell you, hard things was never me. If it was hard, I'm running. If it was hard, I'm talking to 6 people on the phone about telling them how hard it is. It took a lot of work. And that's what the Holy Spirit's been doing in us all along, is preparing us for that hard conversation. The hard conversations, because it's going to heal us. It's going to bring us to another level of maturity, and our integrity is going to increase. People are going to begin to see you as, wait a minute, she's not just saying she's a Christian. He's not just saying he's a Christian. He lives it. There are some things in us that the world no longer needs to see. And the Lord is ready now to cut it off. Stand up, everybody. Because you said yes, you're willing to do that which is hard. In all of this, don't forget to pray. In all of this, don't forget to stand in prayer. It is my method of reaching the Father's heart. It is how, let me just read a few benefits of prayer. In this season, prayer is going to come. Prayer is going viral in your lives, together and when you're alone. Because prayer changes us from the inside out. And that's what the Lord's been doing with me. He's made me ready to make this call. Well, it was prayer. It was prayer. I had to ask the Lord. I had to seek his face. Prayer teaches us how to love. Don't forget to pray this week. Don't forget to take your Bible into that closet. Don't forget to say to that person, hold on, I'm with the Father. We'll talk later. We die daily to ourselves when we are interceding for the needs of others. So even though I need to pay my rent or I need to make a car payment, somebody else does too. Oh God, won't you bless my brother who sits on the right side of me in church? Oh God, won't you bless my sister? Won't you help our pastors this day with what they need to do? We need to shake off this self stuff and know that we're here to serve someone else. We're here to serve in whatever capacity we're needed to serve. And prayer helps us. Prayer changes our perspective on the circumstances we face. It changes how we see things. Because I'm telling you, 20 years ago, if the Lord had said, I want you to go tell your son what you did, I would have been out of there. I would have said, God, this isn't happening. Just dig that hole deeper because it's being buried. But prayer changes you from the inside out. And prayer changes me from the inside out so that you're ready for the hard stuff. Prayers of faith moves God's heart to act on our behalf. It moves God's heart to act on our behalf. So I'm going to keep praying. I need God to move. I need him to move this afternoon because, God, you got to help me. I got to see my son face to face and look into those pretty brown eyes and say, Josh, I want you to forget everything I said on that phone. It was a joke. It was a prank. You think I could do that? Yes, I would like to. Jesus, we love you. Jesus moves us to tears in the hard stuff. Prayers of faith moves God's heart. And prayer helps us persevere through our trials. Some of us are going through some trials. Are you praying it through? Are you praying it through? Because none of our days are easy. Prayer produces discipline in our lives. If you begin to pray every Sunday afternoon at 3, let me tell you, you're building something in your life that the enemy is scared of. He doesn't want you to do it because he knows the power in prayer. Don't let anyone tell you that what they want you to do is more important than spending time in prayer. Prayer transforms our minds and enriches us with the mind of Christ. Prayer causes us to be grateful. Instead of complainers, we become grateful. And our praise and our worship is so much sweeter when we are praying consistently. Father God, I thank you for this day. I just pray, God, that you will bless your people exponentially this week. Whatever hard thing you're asking them to do, whether it's to leave a relationship or stay in a relationship, Father, we're praying that you would strengthen them, that you would anoint them for the moment to come, that they have all sufficiency in all things so that they may abound in that good work. I pray, God, that you will lead them to that place of healing in their relationships, in their covenant relationships, that they would not lose heart, for he who has promised is faithful. We're praying you'd move in their relationships this week. Move in their lives. Give them divine surprises. We're praying, God, that forgiveness will be on the first thing on their to-do list. I want to forgive my neighbor for throwing garbage on my lawn. Help me to forgive and to walk in forgiveness. It's the hard stuff. But Jesus is pleased when we are willing to do the hard stuff. We thank you, God, for healing is being released in this house. Restoration is being released in this house as we learn to let go and as we learn to put on the garments of righteousness and walk in your way. We will become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So we thank you this night and this day. We thank you for what you're doing in this house, preparing your people for revival by cleaning up our mess and not letting us get away with any of it. We bless your name, O God. We magnify your name and we say thank you. We are grateful. We are grateful for what you do in our lives, for we become better, better people when we heed your warning and when we are obedient.